Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today, on Sunday, we are commemorating Remembrance Day. This day at Shasta was always very important to Reverend Master Jiyu, because she had an uncle who was killed in World War I, and also because she herself had been in the British Naval Reserve. When she set up the ceremony, she chose a musical interlude to play just before the moment of silence. That musical interlude was taken from the band of the Canadian regiment, the Black Watch, and consists of three parts that are brought together. One is the last post, which, if I remember correctly, is something played as the sun goes down. The other is two things of Scottish origin. One is called Will You Know Come Back Again, which in Scotland was sung both for, or played, bagpipes, both for somebody going away, but also when the Scottish went overseas to Canada during the Highland Clearances when they were forced out. It was played or sung then and at various other occasions. And then the third part is something people are familiar with from New Year's Day, and that is, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? All of these seem very appropriate to this particular ceremony. Probably everybody knows, but I'll say this. When World War I ended, officially, on the 11th hour of November the 11th, it was simply not simply an arbitrary period of time. The 11th hour represents how close the world came to complete destruction. The 11th hour before plunge into complete darkness. So it serves as a reminder and a warning, as well as an encouragement. Corn poppies, which are the symbol of this period of time, are a plant that, when it casts its seed into the earth, the seed remains until the earth is disturbed. And for the most part, farmers did not want the poppy, the corn poppy, growing up among their crops. But in Flanders, in that particular year, there was no planting of crops. The bombs and the trenches dug into the earth and the graves caused the scarlet flower to appear in record numbers all throughout Belgium and France and the other areas where the First World War took place. In that, a whole host of threads of symbols and memory come together. For the poppy is the symbol of the god Morpheus, the god of sleep, of rest, of freedom from pain, and of death, and of forgetting, and letting go. And also thus, continuing on, of remembrance. This day and its symbolism is very much about the first noble truth of the existence of suffering. And about how finding the cause of suffering, the actual doing so through training, is not a simplistic thing. Dogen talks about the koan arising in daily life. That is, the koan of human existence in its various manifestations. This particular day represents a major koan, the koan of suffering, the koan of the resistance to evil, the koan of sending young men out to die for the safety of those who remain at home, the koan of self-sacrifice, of the meaning of willingness, of the meaning of resistance. Of the meaning of institutions and how we celebrate them. Interestingly enough, and I don't know there was particular planning in this, the red of the Canadian flag, of course, is very much the red of the poppies as well. But that red and white in the flag are, of course, much older than Remembrance Day. Even when we have forgotten the meaning of a symbol, if it is powerful enough, it still affects us. I've said before that a koan, is my own definition, is a spiritual conundrum that cannot be solved through the opposites and yet must be worked on through the opposites. That is, the only way of working on it is to look at the various aspects of it. Even though the solution is not found in the various aspects, the various opposites. But still, that is the way we go about it, because we are human beings. We possess a human body. We sit down to meditate in a human body. We put two hands in our laps. We straighten our single spine. In training, as it says, we remain in our body and we accept it. Part of training with being a human being is accepting all the conundrums that arise from the basic koan. True letting go is often letting things be. Letting go of having to have a view regarding everything. When, long, long, long ago, people discovered, through whatever means, that poppies could relieve pain, and the corn poppy, that small poppy that represents Remembrance Day, which the actual natural one is black in the center. But a few years ago, some people trying to be botanically accurate when they didn't know anything about it decided to put green in the center, and now since then they switched back. When people discovered that the poppy could relieve pain, and actually even corn poppies can do so in a way that's non-addictive, actually, there are medicines prepared from them. You can imagine the great discovery that was. And if you think, particularly after battles, the amputation of limbs, the relief of almost destroyed minds, then you can see the significance of why the poppy was maintained as a symbol and why the poet wrote about it. If we are to train effectively, we have to be in ourselves, in the situation we find ourselves in. In our bodies and minds. Like the Buddha said, within this body is found the whole of the necessities of training. Within this body and mind. When Reverend Master Gyu developed the ceremony for Remembrance Day, part of it, she also did for American Thanksgiving, etc., part of it was also to live in the world or the country in which she'd found herself. To not try to step out of it or to introduce a more superior oriental culture or anything along those lines. She stepped into the teaching of ordinary daily life, of ordinary people. And this is the same teaching as that of Shakyamuni. Shakyamuni taught ordinary people. He didn't only teach the highly educated. He taught everybody, whoever would listen. And people were benefited. And it is important to remember this. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.